The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "When the Son of Man comes in his glory, and all the angels with him, then he will sit on the throne of his glory. All the nations will be gathered before him, and he will separate people one from another, as the shepherd separates the sheep from the goats, and he will put the sheep at his right, in his right hand, and the goats at the left. Then the king will say to those at the right hand, 'Come, you that are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you for the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you welcomed me. I was naked, and you gave me clothing. I was sick, and you took care of me. I was in prison, and you visited me.' Then the righteous will answer him, 'Lord, when was it that we saw you hungry and gave you food, or thirsty and gave you something to drink? And when was it that we saw you a stranger and welcoming you, or naked and give you clothing? And when was it that we saw you sick or in prison and visited you?' And the king will answer them, 'Truly I tell you, just as you did it to the one of the least for these brothers and sisters of mine, you did it to me.' Then he will say to those at his left hand, 'You are accursed. Depart from me into the eternal fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me no food. I was thirsty, and you gave me nothing to drink. I was a stranger, and you did not welcome me. Naked, and you did not give me the clothing. Sick, at in prison, and you did not visit me.' Then they also will answer, 'Lord, when was it that we saw you hungry or thirsty or a stranger or naked or sick or in prison and did not take care of you?' Then he will answer them, 'Truly I tell you, just as you did not do it to the one of the least of these, you did not do it to me.' And these will go away into eternal punishment, but the righteous into eternal life." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
As I explain in today's bulletin, although the title King is as old as the scriptures for Jesus, this is a new feast day, one that was instituted less than 100 years ago in 1925 by Pope Pius XI. Why did the Pope institute a feast of Christ the King at a time when so many governments were changing, when there were so many revolutions in our world, when there had already been national civil wars in many countries, and we were on the verge of a world war involving nations that some of which would disappear at its conclusion? It was because the Pope wanted us to understand that the kingship of Christ is different from all earthly kings, from all nations and societies. Christ is king because when God created the world, he knew in his providence that he would create mankind. And he created man as being the nature most suitable to be joined to his divine Son. That's why St. Paul tells us that we were created in and through and according to the pattern of Jesus Christ. Even though he would be born millions of years, perhaps later, in the course of time. We have been created so that we may enjoy the happiness of God for all eternity. We come to know that happiness through the teachings of Jesus Christ, our Savior. And he invites us to use our free will to follow him. He has given his life for all of us, but he will not save us without our free cooperation. We have to say yes to him. Today's gospel presents us with a teaching on the Last Judgment that focuses on our relationships with others. If we have heard Christ's word, if we truly believe and love God with all our heart, with all our soul, with all our strength, then we can love our neighbor as Christ has taught us. And so he asks these questions. Have you fed the poor? Have you given drink to the thirsty? Have you welcomed the stranger? Have you clothed the naked? Have you visited the sick? Have you visited the imprisoned? If you have done these things, then even though you have done them for the least of human beings, the last, the most forgotten, you have done them for me. And this, then, is the basis for the call to happiness, the life of heaven. These are things that we must reflect on at the end of a church year. How well have we used the gifts and graces of the last year? We're used to doing this sort of thing, perhaps begrudgingly, on New Year's Eve or New Year's Day. But we're invited to do so today at the end of the church year, to think about the graces, the blessings, the insights that God's given us, the opportunities to love and be faithful to him, to love and be faithful to our neighbor, so that we can resolve to do better, to live in the truth and to hand on that truth to our children, to influence those around us, not always by speaking, but by living our faith, by being loyal and true, so that our choices are formed and fashioned by the commitment that we have made to Christ our Savior, by our belief in him. With that resolution, with that commitment, we will be able to see on the darkest days and choose what is right and good.